first the anchor lead. It's done when the A&M Board of Regents and the Corps of Cadets meet, but the idea of opening faculty senate meetings with an invocation given by a chaplain as suggested by the body's new speaker has been rejected. Walter Doherty said part of becoming a better faculty senate was acting and looking more like a senate on the federal, state, or student level.
A larger purpose is for us as senators to model one of our core Aggie values, namely respect.
Doherty said he consulted with three former speakers. A fourth, Clint McGill, was opposed.
We're here for serious business, and we don't have to have some religious presence of any sort, as far as I'm concerned.
A supporter, Bedford Clark, asked opponents, who's hurt by an invocation?
Because there is a predominant secular bias in academe, people like me are made to feel very small.
The Senate's executive committee, which had considered the idea, met 3 days later and announced there would be no chaplain. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.